live.
No.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk, the official recap of the Baltimore Ravens Week 2 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ravens win as a final score. I'm terrible at remembering final score.
27-24. Yep.
Yes. Ravens win 5-3. Take the points, like we said. But we are so excited to be here and talk about all this and break it down for you guys. Glenn, how you doing, my man?
Oh, man. That was a stressful one. I'm not going to lie. I was standing stressful for the vast majority of that game.
Yes.
Nervous, but excited. I mean, but look, it's like DK said in the group chat. Those are the best ones to win, right? The ones that go right down to have you biting your nails the whole game. What a win. Just look at John Harbaugh after that game, how hype he was. He puts the Bengals 0-2 in the division, 0-1 at home to start the season.
Sir, let's go. Can we give a shout out to the Ravens?
Five starters down, ladies and gentlemen, up against a healthy Bengals team in their home opener.
Let's go. And just, man, I'm so excited. I mean, there's so many things to talk about. I'm happy to jump around right now while we're on cloud nine. But I just want to say the Ravens, to me, there's a few things that can demonstrate early on teams with championship pedigree. And one is when you're able to play and play well when you got guys out. You got other players that are stepping up. But the other one is that when you're able to answer momentum from the other team, everything should have gone in the Bengals' favor, as the Bengals fans have been accustomed. Think about it. That, you know, they start coming back. They get the touchdown. They're at home. It's their home opener. Just like you said, got the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. All this, that, and the third. And Aguilar comes down the field and lights out. I mean, just puts them to bed, right? The crowd was very much not in that game until the very end. And on that throw, I don't care what anyone's, that was one of the best throws I've seen so far. I mean, perfect placement. Ah, it was great. Look, that's work paid off for Aguilar and Lamar in the offseason, man. So, I'm excited about this football team because, Glenn, we won it in such a versatile way.
Yes.
Like, we did so many things. We weren't one-dimensional one way or the other.
Yep.
This is what everyone's been waiting on with Munkin's offense.
Spreading the ball, just like DK said. They spread the ball around. That's his idea of balance. It's just Quan says, I think the Bengals forgot about number 8. Well, they certainly forgot to bring the level of respect needed. When you're playing.
He hadn't been in the last, 2-3 games. So, I mean,
yeah, well, he was 5-1 before that, right?
Yes,
I mean,
six and one,
yeah. So, I mean, he was sensational. And look, I'm not rooting, certainly not rooting for anything, but I know you guys saw on that last touchdown by the Bengals, he came up lame.
He did.
On that calf.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is watch that calf injury, and I wouldn't be surprised if it turns out, you know, to be an Achilles issue. Sean says, boys, Lamar looked amazing this game. Love this team. And F. Burrow, overrated pussycat. Yes, sir. He looked phenomenal. I mean, he looked quick. He looked fast. I mean, he made guys miss in small areas. But most importantly, he threw the ball absolutely so 100 times better. The ball was getting out way quicker. And look, I think there was a couple ones that he barely missed that could have made these numbers look even more crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's the crazy part. Hey, I just changed my mic. Can you hear me good?
Oh, yeah, you sound much better. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. No, what I was going to say about this game was that, you know, it, specific to Lamar, is that he played well, and I think there's just still so much more growth within the confines of this offense for Lamar. You saw him doing more as far as changing at the line of scrimmage, recognizing things, but like you said, think about that play to Duvernay that was just I don't think it's a knock on Lamar or Duvernay, right? I think Duvernay did everything humanly possible. It was good defense, but I think 2 weeks from now,
you mean where he held his? I thought he held his left arm down a little bit, though.
He did.
I thought you were talking about the challenged play early.
I'm talking about the one to the end zone.
I thought he held him a little bit.
Yeah, and still, dude, if Duv would have came down with that, oh my gosh, that
top 10, baby.
But ultimately, I think 2 weeks from now, that's a catch. Just because their increased chemistry, time together, familiarity with the playbook, stuff like that is going to continue to improve. So within the confines of this offense, I think Lamar continues to get better. Like we said this at the beginning of the season, the fun part about all this, the Bengals, I don't care what you say, and a lot of other teams, like I don't care what anyone says, they're not in the same situation where they have an incredibly dynamic quarterback with an entire new system, with an entire new cast of support around him. Like the Ravens have, it's a scary proposition, and it's exciting for us as Ravens fans. Sorry, did you put up a super chat that we ignored, DK?
No, I read it. And
Wait, this is a new one, right?
This is a new one. Yeah. Manny says, play the game, by Rakyasin on the goal. Hold on. Play of the game by Rakyasin on the goal line.
That was nice.
Great performance overall. Is that where he had his arm in there and pulled it out?
Yeah, at the last minute.
Chase? Yeah, like, that was incredible. That's textbook right there. Great performance overall. Clowney, unreal. Who did I have as my
– Yeah, you did. You had Clowney.
Less penalties, but some very costly ones. Yeah, and also – we're going to get into that fact that they picked up that damn flag on the block in the back. If you're not going to call it, okay. But if you throw it, he definitely did it. I mean, it's like they felt bad because they blew another big situation.
They got bullied.
Exactly. And they were like, oh, man, we don't want to cost them another big one. It was absolute BS. But he says lots more to improve, but much better this week. Yeah, much, much better this week. Way less penalties.
And that hole on Zeitler was pretty weak to me.
I thought so too. I thought, and look, weak. Medibike, I don't think he hit him there, but dude, you gotta stop getting these penalties, man.
Yeah.
You gotta stop. He got fined $22,000, by the way, last week for the
face masks?
Dude, 22 racks, baby. That's crazy, isn't it? That they just take money away from these guys.
Well, yeah. And think about it, dude, because that's $22,000, but that's from the money you've already made from being taxed.
There you go.
So like you get paid, you get taxed by the man, and then you get fined 22 grand. Oh my gosh.
Brutal. Where's that money going? I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Sean Pisker says, yeah, that DOT.
Dot.
Dot?
Yeah, dot. He threw a dot.
All right. Fair enough. That dot to Aguilar was amazing, and holy what a catch by Zay. Dude, I'm buying a Zay jersey tomorrow. Yes, sir. Oh, my gosh. The catch by Zay Flowers.
60 yards in the air by Lamar, by the way, on a button.
It was on a rope, wasn't it?
Dude, arm strength. Everyone just – any questions, stop it. And, dude, that was damn near David Tyree-type catch on the helmet.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. That was nuts. But I tell you what, did that not look like Steve Smith?
Like, well, what was crazy too is when he got back up and he was about to start celebrating and then realized, oh, do I got to shake a couple guys? And then just proceeded to do that.
And no one touched him. Did you notice no one touched him still until the ref blew the whistle?
Nobody ever took him down. I know that much. Dude, he was still up flexing by the end of that play.
I mean, you know, it was ridiculous. Yeah. Zay Flowers, man. Holy crap. But he made me look, he reminded me of a young Steve. Where, like, Steve, once again, is not a big guy, but he plays big. His body control, his ability to, you know, bring the ball in. Man, Zay has it all, dude. I'm so excited. Poor kid couldn't get a break after that.
No. They were, like, trying to reward him. Yeah. Trying to get him a touchdown, but he was gassed. But you know what? Speaking of the cast around him, on that play, he went out because he was tired. OBJ was out already for the ankle. And just to know, you lose those two guys, you know, one's just tired, but you lose those two guys for even a play, and still in there is Aguilar, Bateman, DuVernay, and Mark Andrews.
Think about it. Aguilar and Bateman already better than all the guys we had in last year.
All of them. So it's really crazy to know that they still have that kind of
depth. Isn't it
funny
how things are all relative? Like, how many other teams would be like, think about what the Bengals fans would be doing if they were like, oh, no, all we have is Aguilar and DuVernay. And we're like, yes, it's Aguilar and DuVernay. Like,
that's right. Don't sleep on them. Yeah. Let's see. Shamal Malik says, O's clinched. Big Ravens win. Let's effing go. What a day for B-more. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a really fun time to be a Baltimore sports fan. There is no doubt about it.
Yep. I tell you what, the reporters are going to get, they're going to work hard for their money this year. That's for sure. What a game. Manny says also Washington on Higgins at goal line is awful matchup. Yeah, it's just a tough one. And he got picked on a couple times today. I mean, I felt like Ardarius does things that still, I mean, he fights. He does things to the goal. I mean, at the line of scrimmage, I think he's still worth having out there. It's an awful matchup. You're right. You got to do things to maybe help your guy out a little bit. But ultimately, if you're out there, you got to play. You got to play. You know what I mean? It just is what it is.
I mean, look, we talk about how he overcomes his, you know, lack of physical traits by his incredible ball skills. And it's not to say that he's never going to get got. I mean, T. Higgins is a hell of a player, one of the very best, and a much bigger man. So I'm okay with it. I'm not going to go into the season thinking Ardarius is never going to give up plays. I get he will. I'm okay with him. I love that he put a nice lick on Joey B on that little cat
kidney shot. Oh, kidney shot, boy.
I'm an Ardarius guy, so I'm okay with him giving up a play. It's going to happen. Isaac says, love the play calling. Run pass was solid.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude,
I mean,
can you just talk about the versatility? I mean, my goodness, the versatility was on every drive. I'll tell you what, though. I said this in our group text. And Glenn, you pointed this out in pregame, so shout out to you. Gus Edwards today was the straw that stirred the cup. Mm-hmm. As much as Lamar Jackson is our quarterback, and I get that we are not a contending team without Lamar Jackson for all intents and purposes. The ability to run the football in a scenario where the defense knows you want to run the ball, we're lining up in power, and we're still going to run the football on you. I mean, Gus Edwards will forever be underrated, but I think that our run game, and in those scenarios specifically, he provided us with the ability to be versatile because he was executing on those plays. They weren't able to stop them for the majority of the cases. I'm not saying he ran all over them, but certainly there were moments, and Gus gashed them more than three, four times for some good gains. So shout out to Gus Edwards for a lot. I think he facilitated a lot of that versatility from an offensive perspective.
No doubt. And I thought Justice Hill had a good game. 11 carries,
solid game,
21 yards. But I will say, early in the game, I believe it was on their first touchdown drive, he got an opportunity at the goal line. And he got a full head of steam, and he hit that line of scrimmage, and he stopped dead and fell down.
And you know what they did?
And they said, Gus! And Gus was virtually the same scenario. Yep. Hits that same line and just mushes them all right through into the end zone. I mean,
and you got to love it, though, right?
Yeah, man. I thought both of them complimented each other well. Yeah. And look, I like seeing when they give the ball to Devin. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Zay maybe get one of those.
Yeah.
Because – he was wide open. I mean, there was nobody around him. I thought the first opportunity he had, he actually – when I was glad he didn't go out of bounds because it was during some clock killing, but I thought he kind of fell down a little soft and left his third and, like, three when he could have maybe even picked up the first down. But then the second time they ran the exact same play, and he finished that one, which I like to see. But, yeah, you're right. The run game
– Yeah, on that – sorry. On that first, I was going to say that he – Monken tricked their defensive coordinator and head coach there for a second. They talked about that. He was expecting the pass, and here comes Monken with this handoff to Duvernay, and that clock's still running. That cost him a good 7-9 seconds or so. That's valuable time.
No doubt. No doubt. I thought the play calling was fantastic. And then also to the balance point, I mean, look at how many guys touched the football. Like, I mean, even Duvernay, he didn't get a catch, but he got three targets. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I mean, intensely, competitive. I love the fact that everyone's getting looks.
And he got the carries, like you said, too. He mm-hmm. still got involved in a way, right?
Yep. What the Flock says, down all these starters, and we still win. This O and D is something different. And OBJ left, flag on the punt, picked up. Refs are so soft. Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a man, we feel bad for them blowing another play with a penalty. So let's pick
it
up.
It's their home opener. Give them one.
It's BS. Absolute BS. Shout out to my nephew Tyler, who's been absolutely blowing my phone up right now. Super hyped about the win. I know he's juiced up right now. So shout out.
Sir. James Lee Wiley says Bobby and Kevin need to learn to have Bobby and Kevin. Whom I need to learn to have faith in Lamar. I told them Lamar was 6-1 against Bengals. Go Ravens. Who's Bobby and Kevin? Am I missing something?
Maybe this is a personal thing. Maybe these are some buddies of his. And he
that's
wants
right.
To,
you
maybe
tell
they're
him,
listening.
Kevin.
Bobby, Kevin, have
some
faith.
Faith.
What's that's going right. on, man?
We're going to have to start calling you Paul. Oh, you have little faith. You're sinking in the water. Walk on it, my man. Walk on it. Come on. Jesus.
I will say this.
Does that mean Lamar's Jesus?
I think so. I think that's where you're getting at. I think that's what you're saying.
Oh, God.
You're going to get in trouble here. I think where was I even going now? You done totally thrown off my.
Oh, Bobby Trossett and Kevin Allstrikers, I think he's talking about.
Would they pick him to lose?
Well, James, you already know I ain't picking him to lose. Never done it, never will.
Can't do it, won't do it.
That's right. That is right, man. Come
but look,
on.
Jimbo, I think we got to take a second here to give a little love to Mr. Negative Length himself.
Yes, we do. Look, can I just say this?
Yeah, go ahead, Jimbo.
I gotta fall on my sword on this one because I'm the first one to be stereotyped when I go out there for an athletic event based on the way I look. And here I am trashing Geno Stone like an idiot. Here we go. Sean Prisker, thank you so much. Great pick by Stone. Still don't understand why he didn't cut it
I
back,
know.
Right?
I think it was gas.
I agree. That's what I was going to say. He looked exhausted. He was out of it, is what I think it was. But yeah, man, I got to give a huge shout out to Gino. He is quickly moving up my list of one of my favorite Ravens because despite all of it, the dude just plays football. He's out there making plays, making impact plays. And, you know, I'm sorry, Gino. I officially apologize. I'm sorry.
And then, you know what? Not only did he make that big interception, he led our team in tackles today.
I was going to say, he was all over the field today, man.
Yeah, not the best game from Roquan, in my opinion.
No.
I thought Roquan, he's had better games in a Ravens uniform. Only
yeah,
five
no, I'll tell
you, total.
Yeah, but I thought PQ did well in isolated mm-hmm. situations where
big
he
time.
Had to make the tackles.
Yeah, I like when he took Mixon's shoe off.
Yeah,
and
just took
threw
it. Yeah, he's like, and Mixon's like, what is that?
What's going on, ref? Dude, he yeah. just, I love how he just attacks a foot and just, this is my foot.
Hey, at least he rolled with it, not like the former Bengal who's trying to roll the other way. Who's that dude, the middle linebacker? Perfect. Oh,
yeah, Vontaze. Yeah.
Dude, he tried to counter roll that sucker and rip
oh,
your
dude,
ankle
he
off.
He tried to rip it off. He death roll it like a crocodile.
Yeah, or he just keep going. Yeah, exactly. Just twirl it up. Tariq Keek says, do we pay Gino instead of a corner? Well, I don't know if we can. Gino might be one of those guys.
It depends on if he gets a starting role. Like
that's what I was
going to
say.
I think he'll jump on it, right?
Yeah, and ultimately, I mean, if you think about Kyle and Marcus back, we're kind of tapped out as far as paying our safeties.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And I think they're still going to choose Marcus Williams over him. But,
yeah,
I mean, look, Geno Stone's been an absolute dynamite pick for them. They got him in, what, the sixth round out of Iowa, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He's been awesome. Samuel says Ravens are the better team. Screw those Cats. Yeah, it's hard to disagree. I mean, it was kind of hard to line these two up because they did it in such different ways, with the Ravens being a smash mouth run first team and them being a throw first team. But now I'll stack our weapons up against anybody. You know, I got to wait and see what OBJ's injury looks like. I don't know if you guys have heard anything, but
I haven't heard
it didn't
yet.
Appear to be terribly serious because he came back in and played a little bit before ultimately leaving. So I'm going to guess that it's not, a lengthy injury. And I'd stack our weapons up against anyone in the league.
Well, I just got to say this real quick. Sorry, Laura. I'll get to your super chat in 1 second. I got to give a shout out to the O-line, dude. Come on, man.
Yeah.
No sacks for Lamar. Dude, we've said it before, McCary just fights and hustles, and then Mustafer to come in there, obviously got help from his guys next to him, but Tom Votto says shout out to our O-line, they played a great game. McCary played great. Everyone talked about it, and rightfully so. McCary's issues with the type of rusher that Hendrickson was or is, but I didn't see too many issues.
Mustafer too, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, DJ
size.
Reader is no joke. Let's see. Right. Antonio says O-line was stars of the game. Also a great game plan. Yeah, I mean, to shut down those guys, as talented as they are, I mean, and credit goes to more than just the O-line, but certainly they deserve a bulk of it. But
big
also
time.
With Lamar, his ability to escape sacks, to get the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, it
quick.
Doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't.
Ian Wicks says the O-line was great this game. Impressive. But think about this, to come out and even play, theoretically, to play as well as you would if your best five were healthy. To fathom that is impressive, much less to, in a lot of ways, have a better game than you did in week one with your best O-lineman in your center out and probably your second best O-lineman in your left tackle out, or your all pro and your all first team rookie or whatever he was. I mean, look, and to come out there and fight and compete, just imagine when they get healthy. Jay Nizzle says, absolutely, man. I very encouraging. Shout out to the preparation of the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. I thought those boys went out there and played well.
Yeah. I mean, Joe D, offensive line coach, deserves a bunch of credit getting those boys ready to play. But also, I mean, look, Sean Mustafer, people were like, who? That guy went out there and balled out there today. I mean, we kind of know what to expect from McCary, didn't know what to expect from Mustafer, and I think he absolutely balled out. Laura
Did
says,
he muster the courage to go out there and play well?
Good one. Laura says, last year, I don't think we were the team. This year, we are. Love this team. I am so impressed. Yeah, I mean, look, it looks like they got all the components. I mean, luckily, it looks like the Ravens, while they did deal with a couple more injuries today, John Harbaugh does not believe the OBJ or Adafe Owe injuries are serious, but obviously says they'll get more information in the coming days. But if as long as we don't sustain any more of these season-ending injuries like we, you know, did in the first game, I really think they got what it takes. I mean, I love the coordinators here. I love the star power we have mixed with the young guys. Man, it's going to be a fun season. But line anyone up, and I'll, yep, I'll like our chances.
Absolutely right. I want to give another shout out, Glenn, to Nelson Aguilar. I know we've talked about him, but as soon as OBJ went down, like a true professional, more than prepared to step into that role. I like to think that OBJ would have had the same opportunities and had the same performance, right? He just didn't have the health. So right. what does Aguilar says? Look, tag me in. Mm-hmm. Let's do this thing. Let's get it done. And from the first catch he made till that touchdown catch, the dude showed why he belongs in the NFL.
Yep.
Right. Like Aguilar is I would argue that he's probably one of the best number four wide receiver options in the NFL. If you have to think about it that way, like, dude, to deal with that guy as your number four is a problem. Mm-hmm. And he went out there and showed people what he's about. Shout out to him, man. He played well.
Mm-hmm. 5 catches, 63 yards. Yeah. And that beautiful tutty. Tom says, one thing Ravens have to stop doing is taking their foot off the gas when they're up by 2 possessions in the fourth quarter. It goes back to the days of Flacco. Didn't like the conservative play calling in the fourth quarter. Well, I mean, see, I didn't see it that way. I thought their play calling was phenomenal. I'm going to go back to it, though, just to pull it up, because I felt like they scored when they needed to and, you know, killed the clock when they needed to. Here we go. I got it pulled up here in front of me. I guess referring to the three and out with when we were up by 10, I can see
that was our first three and out of the game.
Okay. So maybe that's the drive he's talking about. And in that drive, in that three and out, let's see, they go, oh, false start to start.
As I was going to say, this was, yeah.
That doesn't help when you and John Simpson gets a false start. And then Justice Hill, 2-yard run. Then let's see, pass to Zay for -2. And then ultimately, Justice Hill put a bounce for 11-yard gain. Would have gotten a penalty there anyway. They ended declining it. So that's the only drive I could really point to, because, I mean, the drive before they scored a touchdown and the drive after they ran 7 plays and ended the game. So, and the drive before that other one, they also had a touchdown. So, really, the only unsuccessful drive in the second half was that 3-and-out punt when they were up by 10. So, okay. I mean, I guess, but I don't really have a problem with the play calling there.
Yeah, it's just Quan says, Munkin got a chill on those screens on 2nd and 10. I'm just happy they're throwing screens for real, Quan, because I think we've seen them work with Zay. I think we've seen them work with Duvernay. Mm-hmm. Some of them aren't fun. Like, they just simply don't work, but we've seen it happen against us. How many times have we raised up our hands and said, man, that was a screen and they just took it for 80 because we missed a tackle, yeah, right? Like, it only takes one time for a missed tackle, especially a guy like Zay Flowers, who I think his first reception of the game was off a short one to the right, if I'm not mistaken. And he made a guy miss.
Mm-hmm.
And he took it for a good like 12 or 16 or whatever that ended up being. But I mean, it was a significant gain. So, yeah, I understand your point. When they don't work, it's not fun. And maybe we need to be a little bit more intentional about the timing. Just
practice
of those,
it more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put a little more effort in
and be grateful that at least it's in the offensive play call, because, dude, we were dying for that kind of stuff last year. Anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it makes them have to prepare for one more wrinkle. I'll take it. Sean says, the only bad thing about this game is it makes me wonder how those other Bengals games would have gone had we had Lamar wins without a doubt. Well, certainly the last one. It is crazy that 3 of our last 4 games have been against the Bengals.
That is insane. When he mentioned that, like, I was like, holy crap.
I think they were all in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I also didn't realize, Glenn, that we've now gone 16 games without scoring over 28, without scoring 28 or more points.
Really?
He said it was 15 games coming into this game, and that was 16. Yeah. So we stayed at 27. Yeah, it is what it is. It's just crazy for me to think about.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. Yeah,
you know? No doubt. But I'll tell you what, Sean, I was talking about this with someone else today. Look, it's just like Rafiki says to Simba, right? The pass hurts. You can learn from it or you can run from it. You got to learn from it, man. That's all it is. You know, that's all we can do. Lamar was hurt. It is what it is. And we couldn't do much about it. So, like Glenn says, got the shades on. The future's bright, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hold on. Where are my shades? I gotta find those things. I got to get those.
I'm worried that somehow they're never in the room. The future must not be that bright, Glenn.
Well, we're an enclosed room, you know what I mean? But as soon as I leave this room, they're on.
Bam!
Because the future is
Coach
super
Prime
bright
over here.
That's right. He had a heck of a game last night. Geno is the epitome of instincts and unmeasurable skills. No doubt about it. Has a nose for the ball. And it's like we always say, yeah, a guy might be faster and he might be quicker, but if he's slower to realize what's happening and you can react faster and be on your way to that destination a second sooner, then you're still going to get there faster than the faster guy who you're compared against. So,
and you're better prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, all these things. I mean, yeah, all of that comes into play in when that split second of a play is happening, you know?
Yeah.
Asmodeus Denota says, McChickens! Glenn, get yourself a McChicken, my boy.
Yeah, buddy. My man. Appreciate you. But yeah, this was probably my this was the most satisfying victory in a little while, I would say, as a Ravens.
Especially
fan.
Because if you think about the end of the season last year, with even when we did win, it was like Tyler Huntley was under center and we're just trying to manage this thing to like we were limping through. It was like an inevitable death.
Yep.
You know, like the Ravens were in hospice. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, forget about it, because you know, and then of course he gives us a little bit of hope there in the playoff game, and then steak knife to the heart. Joshua Hunter says, great team win. Absolutely. Couldn't have explained it better in three words. Great team win. O-line was definition of next man up. Mm-hmm. Lamar knocked the rust off, and our receiving core is so much better than last year. Defense did their thing as well. Kyle Hamilton with the sweet open field tackle.
Oh, yes, Mike, big time.
Made that tackle. Good. I bet you he tackled him and said, flat tire, just like you used to in school when you step on somebody's heel.
That's because if he doesn't get him, he runs for a while.
Oh, man. He probably takes it to the house. I mean, I couldn't see everything that was in front of him, but
you can see a little bit of green.
Yeah. Yeah. More than I'm comfortable with. But yeah, Joshua, I think that Glenn and I and all Ravens fans agree with you. And like I said before, as much as Lamar knocked the rust off, don't you envision Lamar having even better games this season?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
you know what I mean?
It's just,
I mean, absolutely. Scratching the surface.
This is a building process.
Right.
This is game two. As long as health allows, this team is going to continue to get better, I think, on both sides of the ball, but certainly on offense, being as though this is a new offense with a bunch of new pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where they at?
Yeah, where they at?
Yeah.
Stupid. By the way, that's the stupidest thing in sports. Who
and
day.
I'll never believe the that that was thing isn't in wasn't that the New Orleans?
It did. Yeah, first of all, it's not cool when New Orleans did it, and it's less cool when you stole it from them.
Yeah. I'll never believe that the Bengals came up with something original.
Even bad stuff. I mean, and it's bad. It's not even it's like cringy when I hear him say it. Isaac says, do y'all think our team was looking past the Texans offensively last week? Our scheme looks so much better today. I don't think they were looking past anybody. I mean, that was the team they were preparing for a long, long time. I just think they have a pretty decent defense matchup wise. They had a good scheme, and I think the Ravens came out rusty. They didn't play all preseason, and I think it showed. So, no, I do. I will say that the Colts took it to them today, man.
Mm,
I was
kind of
surprised, you know, to see the Colts play the way they did today, but. Shout out to them.
I know he went out for a concussion, but I don't know who picked him up in fantasy, but I had him on my list highlighted as a sleeper because you knew he was going to get in the end zone all the time, just rushing the floor. He's Cam Newton.
Yeah. Yeah. But if he's got to somehow avoid getting his bell rung. Yeah. While you're doing it. That's why I think Cam was pretty special. But yeah, I don't think they were looking past.
Well, Cam could have just been one of those guys that, like, even if he's inebriating, gets pulled over by the cops, can still walk the line and touch the nose. And
so,
you know,
talented. Yeah. Just,
you know, Cam said they're doing the concussion test. He just got everything memorized. Like
I got this. This is nothing. I can see Johnny Football having all that kind of stuff memorized.
Yeah. If you're just permanently concussed, then what? Right. Like, what if you're just permanently in a state of concussion? You know what I mean? So Tariq Kakik says, who do we pay, Queen or Medabike? Keep greatness. Ooh. Ooh.
Mm. Mm.
Glenn, your mic just changed, my man.
I know.
Oh, okay. All right. You got, okay, cool.
There we go. There we go.
All right. Yeah, we got you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah. Who do I pay? I mean, I think you got to pay Medabike if that's your choices. You can't pay two middle linebackers. And
the thing
and
is I that think, I don't know if – to me, it would come down to, like, I don't know if you can pay – what's he going
to
pay?
He might not pay either. I don't think they're going to be able to pay either, to be honest.
But if you could only pay one, it really comes down to
– I would take Medabike.
Yeah, I agree. But I guess what I'm saying is that if Medabike's deal is, like, three times more
– No, it wouldn't be.
In guaranteed dollars or something like that, like
– I don't think he would get – I think Queen's going to be.
Do you think he'll fetch more money even though the positions are different?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, if you take away the outliers, if you take away Aaron Donald and Cam Hayward and look at the D tackle market,
yeah,
it's not that true. It's not that crazy. You know, like it's really like Aaron Donald is like he brings the whole group up and so does Cam Hayward to some degree.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. I think Queen is gone anyway, and I think there's a high chance you can't pay either of them. So, Devin McShane says Stone is a starting quality backup, strong tackler.
Yeah,
yeah, he's just a really good football player. There's no way around it. Anybody that wants to say otherwise is just false.
Hey, are we gonna cut Justin Tucker? He missed a field goal.
Yeah, a 59 yarder. Goodness gracious! Like when
get him out of here.
Steph Curry misses a 40-footer. And they're like off the dribble, right? Fading away. They're like, Steph is losing it. What are you talking about? Like, come on. He missed a 59 yarder.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I obviously.
And I got to say this really quickly. I think the only reason on the next drive we didn't go for fourth and two was only because did you see coach telling Lamar? No, 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 no. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I think it was because he needed Tucker to just go out there. I mean, outside of the point that we wanted the points, but like, think of this message you're sending to Tucker while you're saying, you just missed one. We got a makeable one here for you. We're not going to send you out there. Where he's only got, say, 3 to 5 chances a game to hit one, you're going to leave him on the bench on one. So that's a message you send to him where Lamar, who knows how many other fourth and shorts we can have. So if you're talking about the psyche of a guy, while I don't see Tucker's psyche being disturbed very easily, I also get where you're like, all right, I just want to give my guy a vote of confidence real quick. He just missed one. He's a weapon for us. Let's get him out there and bang this one home and let's move on. Right. Like instead of subliminally, like sending him a message like, hey, we're going to keep Lamar out here.
I don't think that thought process even crossed John's mind personally.
I think it had something to do with it.
They don't worry about the psyche of the goat.
I'm just saying.
I think that was, we want the points.
I totally. You know, I think that's number one.
Are tough to come by in this game. The Bengals looked absolutely dreadful to start the game. They go three and out. Look, I mean, getting booed off so the field by their own fans.
Yeah.
Before they got sparked by that BS kick return or punt return that should have been a block in the back and gone absolutely nowhere. But anyway, that's so irritating when you throw the flag and you pick it up and they show the replay and it's a damn penalty. Drive me crazy. But also, hey, how cool was it to see Justice Hill going up against his brother Dax Hill? Dax Hill leads their team in tackles, and there was multiple times where you see him tackling his brother. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool, man. They gotta have some proud parents, and that was probably fun for them and exchanged a word or two. But I'm glad we got the win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome, and the penalties, once again, penalties were down from that first week. I mean, it couldn't have gotten much worse. I think they had the fourth most penalties in a game in team history last week to start the season. So they get down to, let's see, less than half. They go to 6 penalties. I think they had 13 last week. So that's definitely a step in the right direction, Jimbo.
Mm-hmm.
But they also dominate time of possession, 33 minutes to 26. I think that's a pretty good margin. They win the turnover battle, which is another pretty big indicator to you winning a football game. If you win the turnover battle, they win the first down battle. They get 26 to the Bengals 19. They had ran more total plays. They had well more yards, 415 to 282. It was basically a dominant win in every fashion, except for not necessarily dominant on the scoreboard.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so fun to watch Joey B with his fresh fade and his whitened teeth sit on the sideline.
Yep.
Go ahead, Joe. Sit there.
Hitting his calf with the massage thing, with the massage gun. Yeah.
Yeah. Just sit there. The whole, like, how long was that first drive for us? I mean, 7 minutes and change?
Yeah, it was
awesome, man.
The drive. I love to see it. I think it was like 12 plays, if I remember correctly. Here we go. 13 plays, 75 yards, 7 minutes and 48 seconds.
Hey, that was awesome, man. That was so
great. That's how you start the game, baby.
Yeah, didn't it feel so much different than our long drives last year? We're like, it just felt different. We were running and throwing. It was much more versatile. Remember Greg Roman talked about, or no, not Greg Roman, sorry. Who was it? We had JT Sullivan had on the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he talked about balance is like a harmony, right? So like there's moments where the running will shine and the passing will take the backseat and vice versa. It was a true harmony, I think, that we saw today. So, man, shout out. I was so impressed by this win because there was I know that a bit of a nail biter, but ultimately you also said it was a dominant game. Dominant game in a lot of ways here where we always felt comfortable as the Ravens. So yeah, I was happy with it, man.
Well, it's about that time, Jimbo.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
It's about that time where we have to get into our competition. We're going to go over some of the results internally. And of course we'll announce the fan winner this coming Tuesday. And this is of course brought to you by BetUS. So I wanted to just put that out there that this is a segment brought to you by our partners over at BetUS. But also this is just it's a fun little thing we like to do here. Talk a little S, you know what I mean? Run our mouths a little bit.
That's right. Let's do it.
Jimbo.
What's up? I don't even know how it went. I haven't looked at it yet.
I remember some of the questions, and I know some of my predictions didn't go well. I can remember that, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fair. Well, really quickly, though, before we get to it, I just want to say Clowney did have a good game. You picked him as the breakout player of the game defensively. Yep. And did Mark Andrews lead our team in receptions?
No. Nelson Aguilar did.
How many Aguilar have? Mark had, what, 5, 6?
Yeah, I think Aguilar had 6. I'm pulling it up right now.
Mark had 5.
Yeah, I believe he had 5. Yeah, one less.
Yeah. I said 6 plus and 2 tutties. I was a little short. 5 and 5. Tied for first.
Yeah, that's right. He did. Tied for first. Yep. And he was third in yards. Yep, third in yards.
So I was.
He had a tutty, though. Big touchdown.
He had a tutty. Wish he would have had 2. Ultimately,
led our team in targets.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. All right, let's get to it. I'm excited. DK, what we got? Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess. I do have the doc in front of me. Okay, cool.
I got it up.
There we go. Yeah, all right, let's do this thing. Yeah, go ahead.
The first was Ravens rushing touchdowns over under 2.5. We all three said under. We were all three correct. They rushed for just 1. It was the Gus touchdown we talked about earlier.
Let me show you how it's done touchdown. That's what it was.
This is where it starts to go bad for me. DK, really. But especially me, because it just gets worse and worse after it. Bengals sacks, 3.5.
I told you guys, man. I just told you. Can you just say it? I told you.
You did. You told us. But look, I see our banged up offensive line. I know they got some talented pass rushers. I thought, you know, they'll get to them. But shut out.
3.5 times.
I know.
He is Houdini.
Okay, you're right.
Obviously,
me and DK got that one.
Only one that was right.
Yeah, we got that terribly, terribly wrong. And then it really continues to get bad for DK here. Bengals turnovers over under 1.5. We both were right on this one, Jimbo. We said under. DK continues the streak of incorrect predictions. Says over. All right. Are you sure this wasn't changed late, DK? I don't know. I thought you were over on this next one with me. Bengals sack yards
lost.
I thought he was over. I think we might see something here, Jimbo.
But DK's an honest man. I'll take his word for it.
All right. Bengals sack yards over under 20.5. We weren't even close. I was so off. You were correct once again. So you got them all right, Jimbo. Son of a gun.
And the tiebreaker. Just want to throw that out there.
Did you?
Oh, the second tiebreaker. I don't think I got this one right.
Yeah, we all said over. I mean, you said
DK
over.
DK said under.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, over under set at 46.5. What'd they end up with? 27-24. That is over. So you were right.
All right. Look at that.
You got that right, too. And you got the most. You got every single one of them.
We got to do the second one just in case there is a total yards close to the pin. I mean for the other people that are competing. Like
I know, but you got it right too.
It's true. 415, and I was the closest at 355. Glenn had
this
the
was bad.
Yeah, that was a bad week for you, my man. And DK.
I mean, you want
to steal?
Not good.
I mean, I'm like the Ravens right now, dude. You guys are the Bengals, dude. You
feel like the kitty cats, bro. I feel like a pussycat right now.
Oh, dude.
Paint some stripes on me, Jimbo. I feel like a pussycat.
You got the colors, dude.
Goodness gracious. And also, I wasn't mad at all to see Big O take another loss from the Ravens.
Oh, I know. Love to see it.
Not mad about that one bit. And I love that. I tell you what, Clowney, he made sure Joey Burrow knew he sacked him too.
Yes.
He put one on him.
And that was great.
Area quickness.
Yes, because he recovered from the miss and then smashed him, man. Just Joe thinks, oh, well, it's like that broom drill. He's past me now. I don't got to worry about it. No, not when you're talking about Jadeveon Clowney.
No.
Dude is a ridiculous football player. Mm-hmm. I hope he stays motivated and healthy, man.
It seems like he is. I mean, that's what we're hearing, that this is a rejuvenated, renewed Jadeveon Clowney. And look, that building will do it to you, right? It seems like the culture here will do it to you, get you to fall back in love with it in case you lost a little passion.
That defense, right? Like, McDonald players seem to really like playing in that system.
Roquan seems to absolutely love it, even though, again, didn't have his best game today. But I think he brings energy even when he doesn't have his best statistical game. Shout out to 25 Nuggets. $5, 25 Nuggets. Appreciate it. Is that what it'll get you? Yeah, dude, $4.99. Get you. Actually, I think it's a 20 piece. I think it's only a 20.
Man.
Yeah, old Jimmy would have got eaten that up, dude.
Two of them, dude.
Dude.
With four barbecue sauces. Two for each 20 pack, dude. Two.
I haven't been to McDonald's in years. Years. But one thing I will say, their tangy barbecue is one of the best barbecue sauces out there. I don't care what you stack up next to it. Yeah. I love their barbecue.
I got something for you. Tell me, I just want over under 12. How many ingredients are in McDonald's fries?
Over under 12? It should be well under.
19. 19 ingredients are in your McDonald's fries, ladies and gentlemen. Ridiculous.
Anyway. I know of potato and salt.
No, there's a lot of other stuff in there. So, stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
No, thanks. Sean says, boys, thanks again for all you do. Love chatting our Ravens, especially after a big win. Hey, we appreciate your support, Sean. Man. Thank you for what you do. I tell you, I am so much more in a better, like, my mood, and it shouldn't be, is severely impacted on whether Ravens win or lose. It really shouldn't, but it is. And I am happy that I can say this week will be a positive week.
Yeah, agreed 1,000%. I just leaned into it. I'm looking forward to. Well, first of all, I want to hear about some. I want to get some injury report stuff, coming up as the week moves on. I want to hear about how OBJ's doing. Now, you mentioned off the top, right? Adafe went down. Have we heard anything yet about Adafe? Kind of what's going on?
Only that it's not. He doesn't expect it to be serious. Harb said, but he'll know more in the coming days. He doesn't give too much, but at least the expectation is it's not a serious injury.
Yeah. Okay. Good to hear. Well, look, ultimately we're going to be back on Tuesday and then back again on Friday, getting you ready for week 3, the week 3 matchup, but also we're going to be breaking down injury reports. We're going to be breaking down this game more in depth on Tuesday. Hopefully we'll be bringing you some guests here in the coming week. Doing some film breakdown, all of the above. So make sure you ride with us on Tuesday. We'll be here on Friday. We'll be here to give you all your Ravens content. Thank you guys so much for coming. I think the peak today was 578.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Dude, pretty good. Appreciate you guys coming out. Big game next week. Playing the Colts next week. It'll be interesting to see if Richardson's able to get back out there after the concussion today, or if it will be the Gardner Minshew show.
Oh boy,
taking on. But look, we still got one more day Tuesday where we'll kind of put a bow on this game and really wrap it up more, more in depth. So make sure you guys are out here 8 o'clock or 8:15,
somewhere between Tuesday there. Night. Depending on how my son goes to sleep.
Exactly. It is dependent on Jimmy. But be here or be square. Hold on. I think I said that.
Be there or be square.
There it is.